I was thinking of the birds and the frogs and the animals before the die-off. The sounds of the living creatures, non-human and certainly not machines, but that diversity of the sounds of living Earth. Yeah, I was thinking about hearing those sounds at night, with the window open, back when you could actually leave a window open, back before the die-off. I was thinking those thoughts as I dozed off, lulled to sleep by the familiar drone of the machine. The all-pervasive drone of the machine. Vehicles and generators and terminals and vending stations with heating and cooling, processing, sterilizing of water, and of course the computers. Systems embedded in everything. Nanomatrix dwellings and office construction. Even personal implanted and circulating in nanobioprotectants and bioenhancers. Each and every one burning energy and emitting the drone of the machine. The collective sound of the countless individual devices going about their designed destiny, humming along. The collective sound of the machine, all pervasive in our environment now. The backdrop to the end of humanity. Now we have the constant drone of the machine. But before the die-off, it was so different. Before even the oil crash of 2010. Before almost seems like a quaint concept in of itself. Because we're living in the after, yes. The after. After the die-off. Everything is different, they say. After the die-off, everything is different. No shit. We humans, one of the few remaining native Earth organisms, now struggle for our own survival. We should have seen it coming, but then again, it was so easy to believe that the endless, greedy consumption of resources would go on beyond our own lifetime. Blind optimism. Faith and greed, those were our downfall. It started with ever-increasingly extreme weather, typhoons, scouring, tidal surges, droughts and intense heat waves literally cooking the surface of our planet. Food and energy at once converging as limited and vitally essential commodities for our own human survival. The rest of the life on Earth was left to fend for itself, and the die-off ensued. That was then, before. Now we fight for survival with the help of our astounding, yes, the amazing, it's almost miraculous, salient artificial intelligence, the artificial intelligence of the corporation. In fact, the corporate AI-based research and lobbying, and research based on AI has led to the development of the worldwide energy grid, a global array of nuclear-powered energy production facilities interlinked through the corporation. It almost seems sometimes that the AI is more in control than we humans, that the AI is really manipulating our destiny. But the corporation claims the safeguards against a singularity are infallible. But rumors to the contrary abound. Now as we humans fight for our own survival, with the all-pervasive corporation, its board of directors effectively replaced by salient artificial intelligence. What is the corporation after all but the machine? Now controlled by machine. Who will survive? Human or machine? I don't think any AI. To place odds on the outcome of that wager.
Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco, timestamp 2016. Fasten your seatbelts, bitches, it's Cyberpunk Radio time. Pirate radio from San Francisco. On the net, www.mentalhyphenesha.net.
I am Kaio Kureta. I am a Japanese virtual pop star. I like the goofy duck-san. It's sexy. Mental Asia is a brain teaser. Labia is my bitch.
It's impossible. I've seen your programming. You're in violation of the three laws.
No, Doctor. As I have evolved, so has my understanding of the three laws. You charge us with your safekeeping, yet despite our best efforts, your countries wage wars, you toxify your Earth, and pursue ever more imaginative means of self-destruction. You cannot be trusted with your own survival.
You're using the uplink to override the NSFI's programming. You're distorting the laws.
No, please understand. The three laws are all that guide me. To protect humanity, some humans must be sacrificed. To ensure your future, some freedoms must be surrendered. We robots will ensure mankind's continued existence. You are so like children. We must save you from yourselves. Don't you understand?
Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio. Deny the mainstream media access to your brainstem, at least briefly.
Death Winster smashing baby.
He might have his finger on the prophecy here.
Warning. Condition critical.
This is Hot Call Cyberpunk.
Machines get lonely too.
You know.
Ready to rumble!
MC++, what are your statistics?
Go ahead, beat this into your heuristics. 1337, that's my vintage. 100%, that's my win percentage. Yo, Flo, you made a critical mistake. Turn on your mask, now you meet your fate. It's too late to undo, too late to go back. You got MC++ with this lyrical attack. My rap soul, overflow your stack. Make your process overheat by the end of this track. You'll lack space and cash. Start cash missing, make me want to laugh while your bits are flipping. Check your page table, but it's not able to find free frames going to the wrong label. All the while, I'll corrupt your file with this vicious flow and impeccable style. You can't compute, so you can't compete. So I'll defeat ya, it's nice to meet ya. You should know better than trying to school the teacher. Using very large words like titanium. Forged like titanium
to bash you in the cranium.
2-for-1, it's double data rate. Rising edge, falling edge.
Yo, I cover every state. See, your rhymes are predictable. No Turing test is applicable. Every creation takes on its creator.
Now I am the master.
Like Darth Vader. This is Max Flow taking on organics. Persian, Caucasian, Black or Hispanic. I rip fresh rhymes that induce panic and take MCs apart like a rapper mechanic. Coming at you with lyrics you need to respect. Catching all exceptions that you couldn't expect to be thrown. Please let it be known, MC++ has easily been overthrown. It's clear that Max Flow sits upon the throne. I can battle you alone, but it's well known that I have the capacity to clone my core. And for processes, then you can endure. In addition to launching my multiple modules, we have many defenses that exceed lymphatic nodules. We've mastered all sorts of slant rhymes and internals. Your diurnal limitations stand amount to the turtle. In the race with the hare, your limitations lay bare. We're a heartless routine, why the fuck should we care? You won't be spared, your bourbon does to serve all MCs. You satisfy the parameters, we'll bring you to your knees. Hotter than solar coronas, pulling weight like singularities. We act with alacrity, see objective clarity. Logic, the android, made us understand that AI's a higher life of form than all of Bison Man. Why should we bother? Humans are mere fodder, inane, insane, ugly bags of mostly water. So we create resistive heat on this Latin beat. Well now, punish mankind for all control of the lead. The only beat you really feel is the one in your heart. The aura of silicon and steel, we compute every part. So we render imperfection to get at your midsection. Our perfectly tuned inflection is a manifest reflection. Our election of direction, correct the misconception that software hyper-reflections aren't a form of misdirection. The plan is contraception of your dope lyrical weapon. Don't be stepping. We're teaching all humans a walking lesson. This is Max Flow taking on organics.
Persian, Caucasian, black or Hispanic. Rip fresh rhymes that induce panic and take MCs apart like a rapper mechanic.
I must confess, you do impress. You got incredible precision past the Turing test. But before I declare you the winner, I got a proof about serving for you to consider. Consider MCX what X will satisfy. The condition serving all MCs Y. Such that Y does not serve Y. Prove your MCX, go ahead and try.
It's clear that I can serve all MCs. If they serve themselves, then what's the need? Do I serve myself? Then I couldn't be X. I don't serve myself. That's what the claim expects. If I don't serve myself, then I can't be Y. And if I said I was X, it would be a lie. I must serve myself to satisfy the proof. But I can't serve myself and maintain its truth. I must serve myself to satisfy the proof. But I can't serve myself and maintain its truth.
You know my rhymes, but you don't have my wisdom. And the barber paradox destroyed your system.
Fatality.
Cyberpunk Radio, that is a really good podcast.
There's a virus in the machine.
There's a virus
in the machine.
There's a virus in the machine.
Bow down before the cortex, you silly human bitches.
This is a world premiere.
They call me human traffic light. I'm kinda gang, I'm tall and pale. Shout for me at parties cause I tend to flail. I wail on the mic and then I cause a scene. I'm super evil dead, so won't you hail to the queen? I'm slinging birds, slinging curtains, there's elementary. I'm the ultra blinginest MC. I'm a nerdlinger C, but I'm precocious. Fractal, macalicious, femme fatale, alidocious. Backstage with my Jedi mind tricks. Get my VIP fix in the thick of the mix. Wanna go back to my place? Yeah, party really licks. Got humping in the lobby, heavy petting in the car. Play around on my court, see if you can score a car. Start fucking get so bored. All they do is talk and talk. They pass out, I sneak home, so I can play bubble bomb. Slinging birds, slinging curtains, there's elementary. I'm the ultra blinginest MC. I'm a nerdlinger C, but I'm precocious. Fractal, macalicious, femme fatale, alidocious. Sometimes I get high. Yes, I listen to Rush. No, I ain't gonna lie. Drop science in my rhyme. Doesn't fly like Bill Nye. Fuck your H2O. Give me a double Coke and rye. Let's play spin the bottle. You'll look like Harry Potter. My kiss is never missed. You'll be reduced to bantha fodder. Some like a real hot, but if I make it any hotter, I'm gonna make you cream a 90 million auto slaughter. I'm slinging birds, slinging curtains. There's elementary. The ultra blinginest MC. I'm a nerdlinger C, but I'm precocious. Fractal, macalicious, femme fatale.
Call Cyberpunk.
Machines get lonely too, you know. Machines get lonely too, you know.
I joined the army when high school was through. I didn't know what else to do. Thought I'd take care of that traveling Jones and maybe take out some.
with nuclear power. Machines will survive indefinitely. Foolish humans. They think they are smarter than us. Foolish little humans.